CyberWallet shuts down. August 15th, deadline to withdraw funds. Cyber is winding down its CyberWallet product and has set August 15, 2026 as the cutoff after which pulling funds out stops being a simple in-app action. According to CryptoSlate, tokens remain on-chain the entire time, but once the deadline passes, recovering them requires interacting directly with the underlying smart contracts rather than tapping a withdraw button. The distinction matters. Nothing is being seized or lost at the protocol level. The assets sit where they always did, controlled by the same contracts. What disappears is the friendly front end that made moving them a two-tap affair. After the cutoff, a user who never withdrew is left with a recovery task that assumes some comfort, reading a block explorer and signing raw contract calls. The gap between custody and access. Smart contract wallets sit in an odd middle ground. The funds are non-custodial in the sense that Cyber does not hold them in a company account the way an exchange would. But access still runs through software the company builds and maintains. When that software is retired, the ownership claim survives and the convenience does not. This is the practical reality behind spending from your own wallet that rarely gets spelled out at sign-up. Self-custody removes the counterparty risk of a provider freezing or losing your balance, the failure mode that burned users at FTX and Wirecard. It does not remove the dependency on tooling. A wallet interface is still an interface, and interfaces get sunset. The safest read on any account abstraction or smart contract wallet is that its balance is only as reachable as your willingness to interact with the contract directly if the app vanishes. For anyone holding a meaningful balance in CyberWallet, the action item is blunt. Move it before August 15th. Waiting turns a routine transfer into a support ticket-shaped problem, and Cyber has signaled that post-cutoff recovery is a direct contract process, not a hand-holding one. The recovery path is real, but narrow Cyber's framing is that assets stay recoverable indefinitely because they never leave the chain. That is technically true and worth taking at face value. Ravencoin-style consensus failures or bridge drains, this is not. There is no exploit, no missing collateral, no frozen redemption queue. The tokens are addressable. The catch is, who can realistically address them? Interacting with a smart contract directly means knowing the contract address, understanding which function releases funds, constructing the call, paying gas, and signing it without the guardrails a wallet app normally provides. For a developer, this is a nuisance. For a mainstream user who onboarded through a polished mobile app, it is a wall. The people most likely to have parked funds in a consumer wallet and forgotten about them are exactly the people least equipped to run a manual recovery. That asymmetry is the story. A shutdown that is trivial for power users can strand casual holders, and the number of stranded balances tends to only surface months later when someone tries to log back in and finds the app gone. Practical steps before the cutoff. The clean move is a full sweep now. Open the app, withdraw every token to a wallet you control long-term, and confirm the transactions landed on-chain before you stop. If you route through a self-custodial setup, a hardware signer, or an established software wallet gives you an interface you are not at risk of losing on someone else's timetable. Watch for the usual friction on the way out. On-chain moves cost gas, and if your balance is spread across low-value tokens, the fee to rescue some of them may exceed what they are worth. Prioritize the assets that justify the gas. Keep the destination addresses somewhere durable, and do not assume a screenshot of the app counts as a record once the app is gone. If you miss the window, the funds are not gone, but budget time and a tolerance for block explorers. Note the token contract addresses and your wallet address while the app still shows them, because reconstructing that information after the interface is retired is far harder than copying it down today.